Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 23, 2021. This is Dan Campos. Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit is going public through a special purpose acquisition company merger with NextGen Acquisitions Corp. The company was a spin-off from Branson's Virgin Galactic and launched its first rocket last January, carrying 10 small satellites for NASA. The combined company is expected to pull in up to $483 million in cash, and this deal values the combined enterprises in $3.2 billion. In the UK, OneWeb confirmed the successful deployment of 34 internet satellites, reaching a total of 288. The communications company plans to offer a global internet service in 2022, with a planned fleet of 648 satellites, and it hopes to launch a trial service in parts of Alaska and Canada by the end of this year. PayPal is bringing cryptocurrency trading to its UK users, allowing them to buy, hold, and sell Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash via their PayPal accounts. Users can buy as little as £1 of cryptocurrency. There are no fees to hold the currency, but will have to pay transactions and currency conversion fees. Visa just made its first movement into the NFTs by purchasing CryptoPunk 7610 for around $150,000. Kai Sheffield, head of crypto at Visa, declared that he believes NFTs will play a crucial role in the future of retail, social media, entertainment, and commerce. By purchasing an NFTs, Visa is jumping in feet first. Security researcher John Hatt detected a vulnerability in a Razer mouse that allows Windows Update to download a Razer installer that runs with system privileges, allows the user to access the Windows File Explorer and PowerShell with elevated privileges. Razer's team is currently working on a fix. T-Mobile just announced it's offering Apple TV Plus service for free to its customers on the carrier's Magenta or Magenta Max plans for 1 year, starting on August 25th. If you are already paying for Apple TV Plus, the free year of access will be added and pause billing until the trial is up. Leaked documents from Gigabyte confirm that AMD's next-generation Ryzen AM5 desktop CPUs and APUs based on the Zen 4 core architecture will integrate RDNA 2 graphics. The documents list down three AMD AM5 desktop CPU families based on the Zen 4 core architecture and will include two types of chips, one with iGPUs enabled, another with a disabled iGPU. Are you looking to upgrade your current computer? A high-end M1X Mac Mini is coming, with an updated design and more ports than the current model, according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. The new model will use the same generation CPU cores as the M1, but with a better performance by having more CPU and GPU cores across a larger chip. The new line of foldable phones from Samsung are outdoing the Galaxy S21 series in pre-order sales in South Korea. According to the Korea Herald, Samsung has received a combined 450,000 pre-orders for the Galaxy Z Fold 3 and Galaxy Z Flip 3, which is twice as much as the pre-orders Samsung has for the Galaxy S21 and 1.5 times that of the Galaxy Note 20. Sony has launched a revised PS5 model, at least in Australia, according to Press Start. The revised PS5 includes a new screw for the base stand that can be adjusted by hand, and it's also 300 grams lighter than the original. You will still need a screwdriver to access the optional removable M2 SSD storage on the console. Ethiopia's government is developing its own social media platform and plans to replace Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and Zoom, according to the Director General of the Information Network Security Agency, Shumet Jisaw. Shumet declared to Reuters that the rationale behind developing technology with local capacity is clear. Why do you think China is using WeChat? Takara Tomy is launching Ami-chan, a robotic grandchild that comes loaded with a 1,600-word vocabulary and AI-powered facial recognition technology that allows them to identify people. The doll is aimed at senior citizens and is designed to bring company, conversations, and will cost about $250. Batteries are not included. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a magnificent Monday.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.